Joining me in the studio for the monthly interview, we have Jamie Wyatt, dietitian and diabetes educator at OSF Holy Family Medical Center. Jamie, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good, watching it rain.
Did you stay dry on your way up to the station this morning?
It was pouring down, and then by the time I got over here, it was just kind of sprinkling.
Well, we were talking about Monmouth is such a huge town. It could be raining on one side and not the other.
For sure.
How's things going at the hospital?
Pretty good.
Busy?
Very busy.
And we talked also, usually when busy's good, but for a hospital, I suppose busy's not good. But you also have some good programs going on as well. So, I mean, it's good to be busy in that way.
Yes, it is.
What's going on over there?
Well, we've got our Healthy Weight, Healthy You session that's coming up. We're taking names for next week is when we're starting our fourth session. And to sign up for that, what it is it's a free program. It's 12 weeks. And we have a workbook that we go through, and we have classes with myself, the dietitian. We have some nurse educator, and then also we have Luke Raymond. He's our counselor over at the hospital. So it's a very comprehensive program that we have, and we've had a lot of really good outcomes with a lot of our participants already. So it's a free program if you have any desire to get healthier, and it includes some of the workout, that brand new workout place over there we have on our D wing.
Oh yeah,
It's very nice over there, our new rehab area. And if you want to sign up, just give us a call at 734-1424.
This has been wildly successful. Are you starting the fourth session? Or is this starting the third session?
We're going to be starting the fourth session.
Okay. So the first three have went just extremely well.
They have, and unfortunately, we've had about a 30-40% dropout rate. So we don't want people to drop out. If you sign up, I mean, it's a free program, and you know, it's to benefit you by, you know, coming as much as possible and, you know, learning as much as you can and supporting each other.
And folks have seen the results.
Yes. Yes. You know,
what kind of results are they seeing? What are they getting out of the program?
We've had people that are improving in some way with their movement. You know, we had a lady that said, well, before I started this program, I wasn't really able to do much outside, and you know, now I'm able to go out and I feel better to work in the garden and stuff like that. We've had people lose weight, of course, and we've had people that have improved their blood sugars. We've had, you know, a lot of friendships made with that support, and just people, you know, ongoing supporting each other, and participants that are, you know, wanting to come back to continue that support that we have with that group.
Awesome. Those are great stories, and that's what the program's for. Absolutely free. You can't beat that.
You can't beat free.
Yeah. And you always have some great information for us every month when you come in here. What are we going to talk about today?
I read some articles on the new dietary guidelines. They're 2015 to 2020, and it's related to the Choose My Plate. So just something interesting I saw. It says today about half of all American adults have one or more chronic diseases, and they're often related to poor diet. To me, when I saw that, that's kind of amazing. So with the dietary guidelines, it's emphasizing the importance of creating healthy eating patterns to maintain health and reduce risk of disease. So all this stuff that we eat and drink, and everyday choices over a lifetime, they do matter. So the MyPlate is actually a USDA website, and it's choosemyplate.gov, and they have a lot of really, really good resources on there. I actually went on there and I printed off, it actually printed me off a daily checklist to find my healthy eating style, and it gave me a recommendation of how many calories to have in a day, and then a nice little checklist as far as food group targets. Like it said, you know, 1.5 cups of fruits, and then you could write down kind of like a diary, and then a goal sheet, you know, did you reach your targets and stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good resources on that website. But the purpose of this is just to have a lifetime of healthy eating and to reduce the onset of diseases and improving health through nutrition and following a healthy eating pattern that's right for us. So that site is really, it's very comprehensive, and there's a lot of good tools on there that we can use try to eat healthier.
Yeah, I know. I know people want to run and walk and try to stay in shape and get their, you know, respiratory system going, but it all boils down to what you're eating and healthy eating, I think.
Right. You really, I've heard this statement. It's very hard to exercise your way out of a poor diet because of a lot of, you know, empty calories that we consume. We have to, if you've ever looked at how much you have to work out to burn, to burn off a, you know, say a piece of cheesecake or something like that. So
running like 87 miles to run off a piece of cheesecake.
So that's why they say, you know, the diet and the exercise is the best way to go.
Yeah, I seen just on the internet this week, actually. Now that you mentioned it, I just caught my eye. Kate Upton, the supermodel, had a video of working out while eating a donut. It just seemed like totally odd. I think that's why she posted it. It's just, this is how I work out. She was running on the treadmill, but while she was eating a donut, made no sense whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had an uncle. She's a little odd anyway. But
I had an uncle that was, I think he was trying to tease us because my sister's a dietitian as well, and he was telling us that he's on the treadmill having a beer, so that really kind of defeats the purpose.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think he was messing with us, but still, I could see him doing that.
Yeah, they say, it just cancels out in the end. Not really. You know how much you've got to walk and run just to get rid of a beer or a donut? You know, whatever the case may be. You know, you're not evening out unless you're walking a long ways.
And the Super Tracker, when you get on there, you can create your own profiles and stuff, and you can log your foods and your exercise, and then it kind of gives you like balancing your checkbook. It'll give you a daily allowance, and then as you put in items, you know, you could do like apps and things like that, and then it'll take away your calorie balance, and then it'll kind of tell you what you have left for the day. And it's actually, if you use those type of apps, it's kind of like using a pedometer or a Fitbit or something like that. I mean, they're great tools, but you actually have to use the tool for it to be great.
Exactly. That's a great point. There's so much out there. The big thing is these Fitbit. Everybody I know, it seems like it's got one of these Fitbits, and they're recording their steps and everything. But, you know, unless you really go through with the program, that's just wasted money for you.
Right. It's kind of like the treadmill that's taking taking up laundry
my
space.
Treadmill that's a coat hanger basically at our house right now, you know. So yeah, I mean, you can say you're doing it, but you've got to follow through.
You have to do it. You have to utilize the tools and there's lots of free tools out there available.
Yeah. And what was the name of this website again, because this is very interesting?
It is choosemyplate.gov.
choosemyplate.gov. okay. And then that'll,
and you can create your own profile and kind of do like an online log where you can log your foods and, you know, track your calories. And I mean, it will analyze it down to the vitamin and mineral and stuff. So it's pretty, if you want to be that thorough, which most people don't get that thorough, but mm-hmm. it does a thorough analysis of what you're eating.
Yeah. And I'm sure the Healthy Weight, Healthy You is a big portion of that program. That class is about healthy eating.
It is.
Yeah. And give us the details one more time of the Healthy Weight, Healthy You.
We're starting our fourth session, and it's going to start next Thursday. And we have our meetings from 6 to 7, and those are on Thursday nights. And it's 12 weeks. And the classes are taught by myself and Ruth Fluke out there and Luke Raymond. So we get that comprehensive effect on participants coming in for the support. And I'll give you the number. It is 734-1424, and it's a free program, and we're taking your name and number right now, and then next week is kind of the initial visit where we have weigh-ins and things like that. We kind of do a lot of initial values and stuff like that, and then after that, we start the class. We just dive right in, start the coursework, and we have a weight loss workbook that we use.
Awesome. And again, the last three sessions of this have went very well, and you got some openings, obviously, for the fourth one then.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
And it's very fun and exciting, and we make it very interactive. You're not just sitting there listening to somebody lecture, because that's just too boring.
Right. Get up and do something. Any food samples coming in, that's what you need.
Well, we don't feed anybody. we keep it fun.
There
we
you
keep
go.
It fun.
Good. Jimmy, you got anything else for the folks this month? Anything coming up, events or any national, some sort of weeks or months coming up or anything?
I know this Saturday we're going to be out. The YMCA has the Healthy Kids Day.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're going to be over there doing... We're going to be giving out apples and bottled water for the kids, and there's going to be, you know, other groups over there as well in the, I think they usually have it in the gym, so we're doing all kinds of different things in the community and really keeping up on that.
So that's the Warren County YMCA on Saturday then?
Uh-huh.
What's the times for that, you know, off the top of your head? Just call the Y for sure?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
to be sure, just call the Y and we'll get that, you get that information. All right, Jamie, thanks for coming in. We'll catch up with you next month and find out what's going on with healthy eating. Hopefully between now and then I've ate a little healthier. So I'm not very good at that.
Let's hope so.
All right, Jamie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Jamie Wyatt, dietitian and diabetes educator at OSF Holy Family Medical Center, here on the 1330 94.1 WRM Morning Show.